We were in the middle of the story. Our Rebbe wanted to give Shmuel, Smicha, Shmuel Yarchina, the famous Shmuel in the Talmud, who was a doctor and a great astronomer. And every time he tried to give him Smicha, it wouldn't work. Until finally, Shmuel tells Rebbe, don't worry. Don't work so hard. Because I already saw the great work that was shown to Adam Arishon. And in that work, it discusses all the leaders that would ever be. And it mentions me over there. Mentions that I will attain the level of Chacham, but I will never get Smicha to be called Rebbe. So he was discussing that the top sages of Eretz Yisrael were called Rebbe. But the top sages of Babel were called Rav. And the heads of the state, the Rashi Galuyot, the ones who were political leaders in Babylon, were called Ravna. And they had a tradition, they were able to show their lineage all the way back to David HaMelech. Some were called Mar, some were given the title of like Mr. Mar Ukva, Mar Yochanan, Mar Zutra. Rabba in the Talmud, his real name was Abba, but Rabba is instead of Rebbe Abba. Abaye's real name was Abba. He was also named Nachmani. And Rav Shri Aigon says his name was Abaye. He was named Abaye because he was Rabba Bar Nachmani's nephew. Rabba Bar Nachmani's sister gave birth to the child who she named Nachmani. And he started learning by Rabba Bar Nachmani. And Rabba Bar Nachmani didn't want to call him by the same name which was Rabba Bar Nachmani's own father's name. He didn't want to call him Nachmani, that was his own father's name. So he called him Abaye, which is like saying, my father. Abaye, and throughout Talmud, is the name that his adopted father, his uncle, Rabba Bar Nachmani, called him. So everyone else started calling him Abaye. Okay, now he's coming back to the point. There were three wealthy people in Israel, and their names reflected their actions. Kalba Savua, we discussed earlier with the story of Rabbi Akiva. Nakdimon ben Gulyon, the sun shone for him because he had great faith in Hashem. And the story goes as follows. The Jews went up, as we have the mitzvah and the regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, to go to the temple. And there was a shortage of water that year. The Jews didn't have water to drink. So Nakdimon ben Gulyon went to one of the king's officers and he asked him to purchase from him, in the Sefer Masiyot it says a spring, in the Talmud it says pits of water, until a set time. And he says, if it will rain to refill your streams of water, fine. And if not, I'll give you 12 loaves of silver. So he gave him the streams and everyone who came up drank from the streams, and they dried out. So the deadline came, and the officer sent word to Nakdimon ben Gurion, and he said, send me either water or money. And he says, wait, the day's not over yet. Comes midday, there's no rain, and he says, where's my money? So he says, the day's not over yet. So this officer says, all year long there hasn't been rain. Been a drought all year. And now there's a clear sky out there, not a cloud in the sky, the sun is shining. He's going to get rain today. No way! So he was very happy. He's going to make all this money off of Nakdimon ben Gurion. So he went to the bathhouse, and Nakdimon ben Gurion went up to the temple to daven. And he davened and he said, Ribbono Olami, Master of the Worlds, you know that I didn't do this for my honor. I didn't do it for the honor of my soul. I took the water for the honor of your great name and the honor of your children Israel who came to ascend before you. They shouldn't die of thirst. He hadn't finished talking and the sky got covered with clouds and wind and it started raining torrents. The officer is in the bathhouse and he didn't come prepared for a downpour. He's leaving the bathhouse. And he meets Nakdimon coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, I know that the only reason it rained today is because of you. But you know what? I think that I still have a claim. The sun must have set already, and the rain fell after you missed your deadline. So, I think you have to pay me the money. I know I have all the water back, but you didn't give it to me. It fell on the next day already. So you have to pay me the money. And we'll pick up here next time, Ms. Hashem.